Hello and welcome back to the second season of The Soul's Conquest. I'm super excited for you guys to jump on today's episode because we have another special creative from somewhere in this wide, wide world who is about to share their story, their journey, and their soul's conquest. As you listen to this episode, remember that we are here to inspire, we are here to create, and we are here to conquer. Now let's get on with it, shall we?
Hello everyone. So today we have one of my most favorite person on the planet. We have gotten to be close friends. I think so. I hope so. And like we are currently coaching each other, which is like the next level in friendship, right? Like you have to do stuff like that. So welcome Gisela on our show. Before I, you know, like I don't want to steal your spotlight. So can you tell us a little bit more about
Thank yourself? You. Thank you, Mother Rima, for allowing me to be here. My name is Gisela Munoz, and I am a coach, a health and life coach. I am 24 years old. I am pansexual, polyamorous, bright little ray of sunshine with pink hair right now. So that's a little bit about me.
Yay, I think that was perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. love it. So let's jump right into it, right? Like no small talk. Let's jump right into it. Yes. Can you share us what it is that you do as a coach?
Yes. So I've worked with dozens of people and I help them reach their lifestyle goals through health and through self-acceptance. So yeah, that's basically in a sentence, that's kind of wrapped up what I do.
Yeah, but I would love if you wanted to deep dive into it because we have all the time in the world. So, you know, like, tell us a little bit more about this.
Yes.
That you do.
Yes. Yeah. So when people first come to me, I usually help them with health first because I believe having a good connection with your body is much more important than all the metaphysical things. You have to have a really good foundation and a really good connection with yourself. So that's where I start off is usually with health coaching, just teaching people about nutrition, teaching them about how to connect with their bodies, really align with themselves and their gut and all of the centers, all of that. And then we kind of, if they feel like they're ready, we move into life coaching, which is usually around through self-acceptance because, you know, you have to have, like I said, that foundation and then moving into an acceptance of yourself, which creates a ripple effect of kind of like gratitude and acceptance and responsibility around most of your life.
Yeah. And why is it that you work towards this goal in particular, right? Like, or even before I jump into that, why is it that you follow this particular process only? Have you tried and tested, you know, a lot of different methods and then found out that this was the best way to go about it?
I feel like I've tested different methods on myself, which is like, I'm the best experiment for my methods sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the cheapest one, that's for sure. Because it's me. So I do have a method to my madness, and I feel like it has to be done this way because if you jump into, you know, really deep beliefs and, you know, programming and all of this stuff that we learned growing up, and you try to talk about that to somebody, like it's hard to it's hard to dive that deep when they don't even allow you onto the surface. So you really need to, you know, talk to them about, you know, trusting yourself, and you guys end up trusting each other and really having that basis, like I said, kind of like that foundation, but the basis of friendship and really allowing that to expand over time where it's more than just a friendship. It's a very intense, deep connection that you have with each other. So that's why I start with health, and, you know, I'm very knowledgeable around it. I feel like I started on my journey. I kind of went into the belief first and I kind of got, I started getting very dissociative, like cognitive dissonance type stuff. And so it kind of, you know, it makes you question everything, but it's like, I wasn't very connected to my body at the same time. So it was like, I needed to have that grounded feeling. Otherwise I would have just blown away. I would have completely disappeared. So I think it's very important to learn yourself, learn your body, and then explore your roots.
Wow. That's amazing. And, you know, I have a few things that I want to speak about from what you just told us, right? And the very first thing, we'll go in order of how you spoke about it. The very first thing that I want to ask is, why is it important for you to have that deep connection with whoever you're working with?
I believe I've turned down people for my coaching because if I do not have a connection with them, I feel as if I'm not going to be able to show up fully as myself. I'm going to hold some sort of resentment against them, even if I have to, you know, talk to them once a week or once every other week. And it's just like, oh, I have to talk to them again. And it's draining for the both of us. Like, they aren't getting someone that they need to help them progress in life. And I'm trying to guide them for what reason, right? So I think having a deep connection, having a very, just like a very intimate relationship, like friendship with somebody is so important as a coach because they do need to trust you. They have to know who is guiding them through this life and they have to be willing to, like, it earns both of you respect and trust and honesty. And it's like, I'm not going to lie to you and you don't lie to me. And I respect you as a human and you respect me as a human. Like, let's go, let's do this. But if there's something restricting that, then I feel as if there's not going to be, there's a limit to our growth together.
Yeah. You know, that actually makes a lot of sense because, you know, from speaking from personal experience, there was this time that I was going to go on a Zoom call with someone because they wanted to do like live reading sessions and stuff like that. And I was pretty excited. I was like, yeah, man, like, because they wanted like live sessions for their YouTube channel or something. And I was like, yeah, man, that seems pretty cool. Let's do it. And then I was just scrolling through their Facebook and stuff. And then, you know, I was like, wait a second. Our ideologies don't meet at all. And what that ended up doing was creating that shift in the energy that, you know, like, even though what the person in front of me was saying, you know, like if they were making a lot of sense, but because of that shift, I was just like, oh, yeah, man, like, let's just get it over with. Like, I don't think I can do this because for me, matching up and having that connection means a lot. And if there are ideologies that I think will disable that connection, that's just, I don't know. So yeah, I mean, that particular thing, that particular part of your story made a lot of sense. And my second question to you is, how did you start? Like, you did share a bit about this, but can you share your entire journey with us? Basically, starting from why did you start this particular thing, right? Like, what made you want to start coaching people?
Yes. So I've asked this question to myself multiple times and it always goes back to this one thing where it's, I didn't have that growing up, right? I didn't have the guidance, the knowledge, the access to all of these different beautiful guides and mediums and people that are willing to teach and willing to help you. I started my journey for health coaching, for self-discovery, for self-acceptance, at the age 19, when I moved out, I feel like that was the first huge step that I had taken coming from a very religious, very traditional Hispanic family. I moved out because they did not accept me for who I was. And I was, I felt trapped. I felt really trapped in their life. So when I moved out, I skip a couple of years. And at the age of 21, I found myself living in a city, completely depressed, completely confused, unaware, really using a lot of drugs and alcohol and, you know, these worldly pleasures, as they would call it, to really distract me, right? Using food even to cope with all of these emotions that I wasn't expressing. I was definitely suppressing, which made me depressed. What happens, right?
Yeah.
So I received a book from a really good friend called Creating Affluence. And it's a very basic, beautiful book. And it's written from A to Z form. So just like different words for each letter of the alphabet. And I read it and I was completely mind blown and upset because no one had taught me to think this way. No one taught me, like, yeah. We know this, like, now. A lot of people know this now, where it's like, oh, your thoughts become things and you have to like be happy and positive. And, you know, we kind of know this now, but then I was like, there's no way this is true, but it makes sense logically and scientifically. It makes sense. And so I was really upset and I decided to go into I went into like a rabbit hole of self-discovery. And I kind of, like I said, like I kind of lost myself a little bit, but I feel like I needed to, because who I was wasn't who I was meant to be. I was very much a computer program that was just made up and duct taped from different people in my life. Like I was part my mom, part my dad, part all of their beliefs and the beliefs of the religion I grew up in, and this and this and this. And then I literally dissolved all of it. And I went into this rabbit hole of, do you even know who you are? Do you know why you're here? Why are you doing like drugs? Why are you doing alcohol? Why are you eating so much food that you know is going to make you feel this way? Why are you working 60, 80 hours a week so you can make money, but money isn't satisfying, you know, like all of these things. And I was like, wow, wow. And so then skip a couple of years ahead and I moved with my wife into this beautiful farmhouse and we kind of started fresh. We actually had hair all the way down to my butt and I shaved it. Ooh. I shaved my whole hair, like all of it, just bald. And I kind of made that like a symbolism, kind of like Mulan, where she just cuts her hair, right? Yeah. For honor. So I shaved my head and I was like, no, like I feel like things are going to be different now. And they completely were. I started working back at my old job that I had and I was bartending. And, you know, obviously like there's been ups and downs, but at some point, like I remember just continuously reading and watching YouTube videos and like teaching myself. And I was teaching my coworkers about all these like physiological, maybe, I don't know. All of these philosophical ideas and concepts and, you know, like quantum theory and creation and acceptance and all of these things. And they were always just like, that's amazing. And they'd ask me questions and I'd tell them and I'm like, I think this, and they're like, whoa, that's really cool. I've never thought about it that way. Right. And just like providing these new perspectives was always just so much fun. And eventually I was like, can I make money off of doing this? Like, could I like stop what I'm doing? Cause I do not like working for other people. I do not like working for corporate. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like I'm not getting paid what I'm worth. So I was like, can I make money off of this? Can I start a business doing this? And then last year in March, I got my dream job actually last year. In the beginning of the year, in like February, I got hired as a manager for the concierge building of a mall. So I was really like, I was like up there. Really, I was like, I was like in charge of like my own team. Like I was managing my own team. Mm-hmm. I was in contact with like the sales team and the marketing team for the whole mall. Yeah. Like it was really cool. I got to dress in my like blazers that I love and like, you know, dress fancy and like work on the computer. I felt like a really like top tier, like CEO lady, right? Like that's how, like, that's like the goal.
Yeah.
But I wasn't happy. Like it wasn't like, it was okay. Like it wasn't what I thought it was going to be like.
Yeah.
And So COVID happened and I had already signed up for school. I did an online schooling to get certified for health and life coaching so I could do that and then, you know, work both jobs and see how it would work. But COVID came around and they let me go. They fired me because I was newly hired and I was the most paid. So they fired me and I was like, well, now I have no other choice. I have to make, like, it kind of made me like, I have to just go because I have to do this now. Like I'm almost certified and I started getting clients and I, you know, teaching friends first, starting off my prices with like almost nothing, obviously, because that's what happens every time. And so that's a little bit about my journey. Just like, I basically just got everything I wanted, realized that I was programmed to think that's what I wanted. And then I started actually moving into like what I desired truly, like the most beautiful thing I could create for myself. And I'm doing that every day. And it's absolutely amazing.
Wow. That was so many things that I didn't know about. I did not know that you were into bartending. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was.
Not an issue. We can still have drinks whenever we don't happen to meet each other or something like that.
Yes, I like wine now. That's like my alcohol go-to is wine. Uh-huh. It's got to be pink though. I wonder why. It's like pink.
Yeah, I wonder why. Or something. Oh my god! Wow. Okay, so I have a few things out of that, right? And the first thing was something that I wanted to ask you earlier as well is, you said that you know, you had to leave your past to find yourself again, and you had to lose yourself to find yourself again. My question to you is, was it important in your self-discovery / self-acceptance journey to accept what your past was so that you could start creating your present and your future?
I feel like yes, it definitely was. And that's something that I'm still doing because I so willingly, sorry, I'm like adjusting my chair and it's like a weird chair. So I had to willingly, like, I let go of everything. And then as I was progressing in my life in this way that I told you guys, like I was progressing in this way, I had bits and pieces of almost grief and almost resentment. I'm not sure how, like what the feeling is, but it comes up where it's like self-neglect comes up where it's like you neglected that part of yourself by doing this, like. And it comes up for me. So that's something I'm still dealing with where it's like, I never knew like this bothered me so much. And it's because I never talked to that, accepted that part of myself.
Yeah.
So I definitely agree that it is very important to accept your past, even though you can lose yourself and find yourself truly again, you have to accept, who you used to be, and you need to love that person. And when you do, when you accept fully and encompass fully, like I have this vision and it's constantly like trying to come up in my head, and it's me now just surrounded by all of the me's that I used to be that like really were an important point in my life. So it's like me in my wedding dress, or like me in my baptism dress when I got baptized at 8 years old, or me when I was 18 and I tried to come out to my parents, and I just all of me and just hugging all of them. Yeah. Right. Because really accepting, like, I may not have understood what was going on. I may not have dealt with it the best way that I would have dealt with it now, but I did everything. Every choice I've made in my life has led me to this point. So I am not, I have no regrets. Yeah. I have absolutely no regrets in life because everything I've done has gotten me here. So whenever I have like that lack and that in need of nurturing, I just go back and I'm like, I'm sorry, like that I forgot about this, that I didn't accept your notice what you've accomplished through this. And so acceptance is a huge thing for that past self.
Wow. Yeah, I love that answer a lot. You know, I wanted to ask you that. One second, let me gather my thoughts so that I word this.
No, you're good.
How did your self-discovery journey start, right? Like you did say that it started off from the book, but would you be interested in sharing a bit more about that?
Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I had hit rock bottom, right? I said that I was really depressed. The reason it being was because I was working graves at a company. I was working from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and sometimes I'd go earlier and I'd work later because, you know, living in a city where I'm in, like living in Salt Lake City in Utah, it's really expensive. It was very expensive. And one night my wife, Marley, she tore her rotator cuff. So she at least strained it really, really bad. She hurt her shoulder because we worked together. Yeah. We're actually a great team when we work. It's great. So she tore her shoulder and she was not able to keep up with the work. So she was out of work and it was so lame. Every time we went into work, they were like, Marley, you can't do as much, so you can go home. But we rode together, so they would always send me home too. And I was like, I can work. Like I drove here. Like I can work. Yeah. I can do it. And they were like, yeah, but like Marley can't. So either she can sit here or she can go home or you can both leave. And so we'd always just leave. And so we were making no money.
Yeah.
So I ended up just having her stay at home and I picked up like 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working a lot. And so it was very much like, it was a very hard working time. Like I had almost no time to find myself, no time to do anything. And when I did, I was at home helping Marley as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she asked, but I love her. So like I tried my best. So eventually we got the book and we started, you know, we looked into conspiracies and also like self-discovery things. I started looking at like YouTube videos and I found impact theory. I found spirit science. I found impact theory was a really big one for me for a while, just having big names interviewed and just seeing their journey and seeing what they did, and just me being a very Capricorn being very like, I love steps, I love logic, I love, you know, having the tasks I need to do. I was like, oh that's interesting, and just like writing it down and, you know, reading over parts of the Emerald Tablets of Thoth and like just really diving into this. I just lost myself in knowledge, honestly, is a great way to put it. I lost myself in knowledge where previously I was, you know, losing who I truly was through ignorance, right? Ignoring everything around me for the sake of my sanity and survival, right? Like I couldn't ask questions because I would get reprimanded. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I couldn't ask questions, or they like just wouldn't answer it. I was very like, okay, like just shoot away constantly. Yeah. Or just like unappreciated, overlooked, and, you know, not heard, and just like constantly getting in trouble for like not having an interest or having too much of an interest. So it was very like, I just need to ignore everything and just be here as a thing and just yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and then move on. Right.
Yeah, so
like
losing
myself in like this vast wisdom that I didn't know existed was absolutely insane to me. And I found myself through that because I started picking up like, I agree with this, like this has never happened before. I never knew I could agree with something. I didn't know I could agree with something and not feel gullible. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I was very gullible growing up, because I just had to accept everything I was told.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that is a huge part of my journey, is just like really losing myself in the knowledge, and then going to coaching school and finding myself through the big questions that we've we had to ask ourselves. I mean, when I went to coaching school, I didn't, it wasn't like, you know, here's what you're supposed to do with life. It was a lot of questions and a lot of getting online with people because it was COVID, right? So we got get online with people and we would just talk and we would ask each other questions. And so I found so much about myself that I didn't know because I didn't know how even to ask questions because every time I asked questions growing up, I was like, no, like stop asking questions, just say yes, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like learning how to ask questions, learning how to communicate with people and learning that everyone has something to teach you was a huge part of my journey.
Wow. I love that a lot. Oh my gosh. Seriously, you know, like that was so beautifully put together. And I had like a couple of moments where I was just like, wow. Like, you know, like hear the angels singing like, oh. I had those kinds of moments during your journey. That was awesome. Amazing. So my next question to you is, what do you hope to achieve before starting a new coaching program or before starting to work with a new client in your coaching program?
I am always looking to achieve my next level of clarity, my next, because I'm always, you know, there's always something to heal from. There's always something to expand on. Mm-hmm. So, and I know for a fact, I can only take my clients as far as I'm willing to go.
Yeah.
So I am constantly and consistently, you know, asking myself these big questions. Now I don't have to have someone else do it for me. You do it for me and you still ask me questions I don't ask myself. So it's really nice. But, you know, I'm able to sit with myself and ask myself these big questions and really dive and look into myself. And I learn, you know, insecurities I never knew that are coming up for me still. You know, I have limits on how far I can go occasionally. Yeah. I have all of these different things. So something that I hope to achieve before ever having a new client or ever starting a new program for them is really just having a connection with them and having a really grounded connection with myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. Why do you hope to achieve clarity? Like, why is it important to you?
I feel like as humans, we use language to define.
Yeah.
Obviously, like that's how we communicate. We use words and, you know, things like art, creativity as expression. Mm-hmm. So when I am able to use words to describe how I'm feeling and what's going on for me, I can on occasion help other people understand what's going on for them. I'm like, oh, I feel like a little bit of discomfort in your voice. Can you expand on that? And they're like, well, I'm not sure what it is. And then if we have that connection, I can feel it in my body. And I'm like, is it distraught? Is it disdain? Is it despicable? What is it? Like, is it disrespect? Do you feel dishonest? Like, I'm using so many D words right now, but you know what I mean?
No, that's
not
like a word. I love it.
So it's able, I'm able to really just like, if I achieve like a level of communicative clarity, mm-hmm. where I can speak how I'm feeling and see how they're feeling and see where they're like, you know, people contract and they don't want to like talk about it. I'm like, I get this pain in my neck when this happens. Is that what's coming up for you now? Or is it different than that? Because it can be. And, you know, then they can like think about it and then they start using their words a little bit more. So that's kind of why I like to achieve clarity within myself.
Wow. That's awesome. Wow. Seriously, I'm enjoying this conversation a lot because I can connect a lot with you. I can kind of relate a lot with you. So it's like amazing. Two coaches talking about their coaching journey.
Good time.
Yes. Okay. So my next question for you is, what do you hope people who are viewing your program will feel like post completion, or people who are going through your program will feel like post completion?
Honestly, I just want them to feel, I'm trying to figure out the word for this.
Go for it. Take your time.
Thank you. I feel like I want them to feel freedom in the ability to accept their desires.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know, there's so much confusion and second guessing when it comes to making a decision. Because we don't, oh, here, I wrote it down perfectly this morning, actually. I do this all the time. I always bring out my journal.
I know it. I was waiting for the conversation with you. No, hold on one second. Let me bring out my journal. I've written this down somewhere in there.
I love the way I write sometimes. It's so much better than
my words. I love the way you write too. It's like...
Yeah, thank you. It's like my source. It's like my download. I like open myself up and I'm like not even looking. I'm just writing. I'm like, okay, I understand. Right. So I wrote down, and I'll just say it in like, not as I, but so we often deny our desires because we assume it will be a burden to others. Mm-hmm. Right. So what I hope to achieve, or what I hope my clients will achieve, is being able to ask themselves, like, am I acting out of fear or out of love? Right. And really just trust in themselves, accept that they have the answers, rather than constantly like, hey mom, or hey wife, hey husband, like, what should I do? And it's like, unless it's going to directly affect them, obviously open communication is very important, but unless it's going to directly affect them, like, who cares what you have for lunch? Yeah. Right? Like, who cares what your next career decision is? Mm-hmm. You should care. You do care. That's why you're asking everybody, but you know deep inside which outcome is best for you.
Yeah.
And that's what, so I help them achieve that acceptance of, I do know, and I want to try this out for myself. I want to be able to trust myself. And once they do that, I've seen so many people, I've seen transformations that I thought were not possible. And it's just beautiful to see people really like lean into who they know they are, rather than trying to outsource their intuition.
Wow. I love that a lot, because that's a very similar thing that I work with as well. So, you know, like, I help people kind of trust themselves, because I always tell them, you know, a lot of times, even while making big decisions in life, like, you know, even if it's not big decisions, even if it's like, what should I have for lunch? And you're kind of contemplating between pizza and between, I don't know, like pasta or something. I don't know. Some random stuff, right? Like, it's like a lot of times we have already made that decision for ourselves, but we are not ready to accept that decision. So we are kind of going back and forth, even though deep inside we know that we are going to choose pasta over pizza because we like that particular type of pasta. You want to choose pizza over pasta because cheat day and stuff like that. So it's like, you know yourself the best. So it is important, like you said, to ask yourself questions. And if you can't do that, find someone who will ask you those questions. Because when they ask you those questions, and eventually when, you know, like after being with them, after working with them for a while, you learn to ask yourself those questions. That's super important, because that helps you take better decisions in life, and take decisions, like you said, right? Like, not out of fear, but out of love for yourself, not out of fear of judgment, out of fear of how people will view you, etc., etc., out of love for yourself. I'm going to choose to eat pizza today because it's something that I love to eat. And, you know, like, I want to pamper myself. So why not just eat pizza? I can go and have like a workout, and I can run whatever, you know, kilometers or miles or whatever, etc., etc., to quantum, you know, to
kind balance.
Of balance it out. Yeah. Balance it out. So that's so important. And I love that, you know, we are kind of working towards a similar goal. So that's amazing.
Go team. That's why we're so similar.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I want to ask you, why is it important for you as a coach that people who are viewing your program feel this freedom?
I feel like because that's what we're here to be. We're here to be free. We're here to be free to love and to grow and to be supported and to belong and to feel connected. And we can't do that if we're chained by our, you know, our traumas, by our limitations that we have put on ourselves, or limitations that we've accepted from others. So it's so important. And this is something that that was revealed to me maybe a few months ago. I think I read it to you. It's in my journal. I was talking to like my guides and to my higher self, and they were like, yeah, we're here to be free. And we're not here to break chains, but if you need to break chains to feel freedom, then do it. If you need to break chains to feel freedom, to feel love, do it. Because you're here to love, and love is freedom. And so, yeah, I think it's so important for people to really accept and trust themselves, because once they do that, they become sovereign. They become someone who can really dictate their own lives and create their own life without having to consistently, like I said, outsource everything they're doing. Like, is this okay if I do this? Is it okay if I do this? Will you be upset if I do this? And it's like, no, I will love if I do this. Will I love myself more if I do this? And that's the question you should be asking, because it comes from a place of empowerment, not of a place of, you know, just kind of minimizing yourself for the comfort of others.
Wow. I want to ask you, my next question for you is, what were some of the obstacles that you faced during your journey as a coach?
Oh, girl.
I always ask you the hard questions. You know it by now.
It's true. It's really true. So many obstacles. I feel like I love them now, but at the time I didn't. Obviously, every time they come up, it seems like the end of the world.
Yeah.
But as soon as I surpass it, I'm like, oh, that was a really great lesson. So at first, I feel like specifically as a coach, at first it was like, can I even do this? Can I even make money? Once I started making money, I'm like, should I be making money doing this? Am I a bad person for like taking people's money to like help them? Like, is this even right? So there was I don't know if I should. there was also a lot of, what's that called where you, oh my gosh, it's like on the tip of my tongue, but I can't.
Judgment self, something.
No, like when you, when you don't think that you are who you are.
Imposter syndrome.
Like, thank you. Yes, imposter syndrome. Great. I love you. Imposter syndrome.
I got you.
This one. Yes, thank you so much. I didn't know you would get it. That was good. There was a lot of that. There's a lot of imposter syndrome, because I'm like, I'm just a poor Hispanic lady, like girl who grew up with nothing and had to raise her siblings, and I'm helping people with money, right? Like, and I'm helping people make career choices. I'm helping people accept themselves. It's like, well, I haven't even accepted myself fully. And then it's like really just having to step back and being like, but you do now. Like, you aren't this person who you used to be. Like, you're accepting more of yourself than they are, maybe. Like, no matter what, if you feel that connection, like this is going to work out well, like you can obviously teach them something that they don't know. If you're three steps ahead of someone, like those three steps are vital to them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of imposter syndrome. There was a lot of like procrastination I had to get over because I love procrastination. Yes. I love just like not doing anything.
I feel you.
but like I'm also like a really hard worker, right? So like I work hard and then I procrastinate the important things.
Oh my God. I can't tell you how much I do that. Like I did that today, right? Like I was like, okay, so I have a call with Jisala. I'm doing this other coaching thing tonight. And then, so, you know, maybe I should just sleep.
Right. maybe I'll just sit in the sun and think about all the things I need to do.
Exactly. I'll do them. I'll do them well. But maybe I need like a 20-hour rest period before I do something like that. Like, oh my God.
It really is just, it can be so difficult to find the motivation. And what I realized is like, at the root of that was just like my fear of failure. Like as simple as that. Like I really just like, you can't fail if you don't try, but it's like, if you don't try, you've already failed.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
So yes.
So what were the solutions? Like you did already discuss about this in your answer just now, but I want you to dive deeper into it. Like what were the solutions that you came to deal with all these obstacles, right? Like even though what you said meant a lot and I've thought about it a lot, right? Like fear of failure versus not doing anything, which is equivalent to failure. I've thought about that a lot. And then I go back to procrastinating. It'll have to work hard. So dive deeper into the solutions for me, yeah.
So some of the solutions that I've come up with for my procrastination specifically, and sometimes for my imposter syndrome, first, I do love planning. So I have like a planner. So if I give myself 3 tasks a day that I have to do. Mm-hmm. Those are things that cannot be pushed, or it'll make my day the next day just worse because I have to do 6 now. Right? Like, dang it, I don't want to do that. So I make sure I don't have like a task list of like 1,000 things, because that was me at first. And then I'd get everything done on Monday and I'm like, what do I do the rest of the day? Now I have to pretend to work. And then you get into that habit where you're like, I was resting for 6 days and now I have to work again next week. That doesn't make sense, right? Yeah, so it's evenly spacing out your tasks.
Nice.
That has helped a lot. Having a morning routine where I really honor myself and honor my time and trust myself to create the intention I want for the day. Mm-hmm. And also coming up with ways to nurture myself or give myself energy. So these could be things like dancing gives me energy. Meditation sometimes gives me energy. Sometimes it's nurturing. So it just kind of depends on the meditation I do. Mm-hmm. Reading, sitting in my hammock.
Yeah. You put that up today, right?
I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago. But
yeah.
It's so nice. It's just a hammock stand with our hammock on it. And it's amazing because I don't even have to put it outside or find a tree or anything. I just set it up. It's so nice. It's like another couch.
I feel you, yeah.
So that, I feel like those really help, just really understanding, do I need, like, why am I procrastinating? Because I'm afraid of failure. Okay, I understand that. So instead of doing this right now, because you're scared, let's find ways to maybe you have like, I feel like when you're scared, you still have that energy to do something. You just push yourself to do absolutely nothing, right? Yeah. So I use that, I channel that energy. And if you don't have energy, you can use nourishment, or you channel that energy into something that will make you feel like empowered, right? So like dancing, like I said, dancing, reading, drinking tea, like different ways to really love and nurture myself into a place of, okay, I know what I'm doing. I know I can do this. Even sometimes I'll just like grab out, where I used to write my notes for my clients, or like reading it on my computer and just like seeing the transformations that I have produced from teaching people, from guiding people, from coaching people. Like, it's just beautiful. I'm just like, no, like, I did this for this person. Like, I can do this. Like, I can post on Instagram today because I changed that person's life. And yes. You know, so it's like, they don't correlate, but it's like, oh yeah, like I'm a bad bee. Like, I can do this. I can, right?
Yeah.
So just really like having a structure, but also finding moments where you can celebrate yourself, acknowledge yourself, and allow your spirit to just find adventure. Right. So if you need to go outside, go for a walk. Don't think about anything. Just go for a walk.
Yes.
Or, you know, recognize how far you've come, or take a trip down memory lane and see where you were and I'll see where you are. Like, aren't you proud of that? Like, there's a huge gap, right?
Yeah.
So that always, those always help me.
Whew, wow. That was amazing. And I love that advice that you gave, right? Like, if you want to go for a walk, go for a walk. Like, don't push it, right? Like, because I have been there where I was like, I want to go for a walk, it's the middle of the night, I want to go for a walk, and then I'm like, nah, why should I? And then I'm like, do it. And then I'm like, okay, then I get out of my bed and I'm like, okay, let's go for a walk. And every single time that has happened, I've had like this huge insight. I'm like, huh, that wouldn't have happened if I was still in my bed. So yeah, I love that.
It's when we do that, I feel like we kind of like justify, like our ego loves to justify, loves to use logic to try and take us away from things that will help us, because it's like, no, you like feeling gross. Like, you like feeling icky, right? Because it's comfortable. Like, it might not feel the best, but it's comfortable. You're used to feeling not enough. You're used to feeling like an imposter. You're used to feeling jealousy and envy. That's what we've been taught. We've been taught, like, we've only seen on movies, like, only these like kind of negative emotions. So when we feel exactly what we desire, it feels weird and it feels scary. But as soon as you keep leaning in, it's just so beautiful. And you don't have to, you know, I like to say, when you feel like, what is it? When you don't, give me a second.
Yeah.
It's like when you feel like you shouldn't, it's probably when you should do it, or when you feel like you should not, it's probably when you need it the most.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I shouldn't go for a walk, or oh, I shouldn't. And it's just like, who, according to who? Yeah. According to whom can you not do this? Because to me, it sounds like you really need it.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like your sad person inside of you just wants to keep being sad. But if you know this is going to help you, just do it so you can love yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, I love that a lot. That made a lot of sense. And I think I should start doing that every single time I feel like, I want to do something, but I don't want to do something. So I'm going to take that advice into consideration. According to whom? That's a good question. Yeah.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yes. My next question for you is, as this is a spiritual podcast, I think it would be awesome to know if you have any spiritual or self-care routines in your work life, as well as when you're working on a particular client, when you're working with a particular client or on a particular coaching program.
Yes, I do have spiritual practices. So every morning I will walk my dog, and on my, I know you kind of know this, every time I go walk my dog, I will coach myself. I will kind of ask myself, you know, like, how are you today? Like, sometimes nothing comes up. I'm like, wow, I'm just feeling blissful. I'm just like really loving life right now. There's nothing to complain about. It's just life. And sometimes I'm like, I don't like this and I don't like that. Right. So just really just asking myself how I am, just really diving deep into it, just coaching myself for that 15 minutes I go on my morning walk.
Yeah.
And then I come home, I'll do a little bit of a workout. Sometimes I'll keep talking to myself depending on how deep the conversation needs to go. And then I'll shower. And then when I get out of the shower, I'll make myself some breakfast and have some tea. And then I'll sit on the floor where the sun spot, as you can see, I have a big window. Yeah. So there's like sun always like right there. So I'll sit in the sun, have my breakfast, and I have my journal and I have my cards, my tarot cards to read. And then I'll just like write what came up for me that I felt was important to share or to write down from my walk onto my journal. And then I'll add to it if there anything else comes up while I'm writing, because when I write, I feel as if I'm channeling a little bit more. Plus I just like got a lot of energy out. I'm like ready for the day. So I'm like writing. And then if I have questions, I'll write down all of my questions and then I'll shuffle my cards and I'll read my cards. Sometimes usually the cards fall out, they pop out and they're like this card. And I'm like, okay, dang it. Right. Because my cards call me out. They're just as just as in your face as I am. So they're intense, but like today I got three cards and they were really intense and it's exactly what I needed to hear. It's just, it's really powerful to, I really allow them to talk to me through my guides or through my higher self. So I write down the definitions and then I just sit and kind of like meditate with my heart while some soft music is playing. And I'll be like, what are you trying to tell me through these cards?
Yeah.
And then it'll come up and I'll write it through. And then like, I'll write all of it down and then I'll read it out loud, all of it. And that kind of helps me ingrain everything because there's so many different sections, right? There was a section of what I talked about outside, what I talked about after I worked out, after some movement, after I showered, while I had breakfast. And then there's a part of what my guides are saying about this. So it's kind of like who I was before, who I am now, and what the higher beings are telling me. So it's a very like all-encompassing morning practice that I have. And it's really powerful for me. And it's been working for a couple months now. And I think I'll keep doing it until something needs to change. As for work, anytime I'm about to get on a call with a person, I'll always pray every time. I pray to my guides and their guides and kind of ask them to use me as a bridge to give messages that they need to receive for today.
Right.
And just, I feel like those are usually the only things. I do sometimes meditate. I meditate in right before bed. It's what you taught me. Yes. Or right before I get out of bed. So I'm just in bed, like half asleep, like with my hand on my heart. And I'm just like, thank you. I got another day. Yay. Sweet. Let's go. right. And then on occasion I'll do like anywhere from 5 minutes to like an hour meditation, depending on how I'm feeling. Just, I'm probably going to start doing it on the hammock, but I usually pick somewhere on the floor.
Yeah. Good. Every spot is important and it's important to you. So what works for you works the best. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I loved your routines. You know, like they are genuinely so beautiful because every single time I hear you talk about this, I'm like, I need to be doing something similar to that as well, because that sounds so beautiful and that sounds so enlightening. But I'm a lazy bum, so I'll just be like, then what if you could tell me while I'm on bed? Like, I don't want to do the work, just tell me. And it's like, no, you gotta do stuff. And I'm like, nah, man, it will happen once in a blue moon. But I love your routines. It genuinely makes me feel like, wow. Because, I don't even have a because if I were to write something about why I connect so well with your routine, I would have to like write an entire book on it. Because it's so amazing the way you work through your emotions and your thoughts.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think I wanted to add to that. So it took me a while to figure out how to get this routine. But one day I asked myself, like, if you could do anything, like what, like for yourself, like as your perfect day, like with only you, like what would your perfect day look like? And that was it. Yeah. And I've been doing that for a couple months now. So I'm literally living my best life. So next time you're in bed, like, what does your best life look like? Does it look like staying in bed for another 15 minutes, getting up and doing whatever you want? Do it.
love it. My next question for you is, what is, because this podcast is called The Soul's Conquest, what is one of your soul's conquest and what is shaping up to be your current soul's conquest?
Hmm. Can you define conquest for me?
For sure. So I think personally, you know, like conquest for me means a journey that I need to take to reach a particular destination. And having reached, it's like the side, it's like a quest, like you have in video games, right? Like you have to, if you want to achieve this thing, you have to go on this journey. And once you reach there, you're good. You're good to go. So I think for me, conquest means taking that journey and reaching that destination.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And learning whatever I have to learn from it. So yes.
Yes. One of my soul's conquest and one that I'm current, like always working on, is just love in every meaning of the word. Just learning how to love others, learning how to love myself, learning how to accept love from others, learning what shapes us through love, how love shapes us, and just how love can be integrated into our life in every single moment. Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely something that I'll always be working towards and working with and working alongside, because love is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it can, like the question, like, what is shaping up to be your current conquest? It's like, I'm being shaped right now by love, yeah. through yeah. love.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, that love comes from having a space and providing a space of honesty. And, you know, there's so many derivatives of how you can show love, and just like learning the best one for me and learning the best ones for other people. I love learning how other people accept love, because then I can
yeah.
transform the way I can give it to them. Right. So yeah. I think love is my answer.
That was amazing. That was genuinely beautiful and amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, so this next question is the big one. What is the one thing that has happened in your life recently that has created a huge impact in how you live?
Oh.
Yes.
That is a big question.
Yes.
My pink hair. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. No, that might have been a huge impact, but I love it. Yes.
I love it too. I just got this done, by the way, everybody. I just got it done yesterday, so that's why I'm raving about it.
Yeah.
But one thing, just one thing that's created the biggest impact on my life recently.
Yes. You can have like an entire list if you want to share that, go for it. But
Yeah,
you can go for it. But the reason why I'm asking for the one main thing is so that you can kind of have that tunnel vision and really look into what has actually genuinely impacted how you live your life.
I would probably say just like the people around me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Because you are my coach and just having someone, I haven't had a coach in a long time. So having a coach to really, that's as powerful as you, to really just ask me those questions and dive deep into the ear and accept it, accept all of these compliments. Yes. Ready? Just really being, really being just able to dive deep into subjects that I'm, you know, I don't talk about every day. I don't talk about all of the traumas I had in my life, like my childhood to like new friends.
Yeah.
But like we do. Like,
yeah, we do.
Casual.
Yeah.
So it's, I feel like that has definitely impacted my life, because it's allowed me to reintegrate the coaching aspect into my life, where I can ask myself and you ask me questions to really find the root of why I am reacting the way I am.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I have my wife and her partner, and they've impacted my life in a beautiful, beautiful way too. Mm-hmm. You know, to the point where not only am I abundant in love in my life, but I'm also finding old beliefs that I no longer agree with pop up, old insecurities that I no longer agree with come up. And I'm just like, wow, like I could be really upset right now and act on those insecurities, act on those triggers, or I can thank them for allowing this space where I can be open and honest and have support from them, right?
Yeah.
Also just like the few friends that I do allow into my life, I'm super blessed with, you know, the friendships that I have through them.
Yeah.
And this also includes you, just, you know, having support and having accountability and having connection through communication and understanding and sometimes just different perspectives. I love learning like, well, why do you do this? And when they tell me, I'm like, that makes sense. Like, I'm sorry, or that's awesome. Like, I'm going to start doing it. Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like the one thing that has created an impact on my life recently probably is the connections that I have with people right now, because it's not something that I was able to have growing up.
Yeah.
So these deep connections around my life.
Wow. Thank you so much for including me in that list. That meant a lot.
Of course.
One last question and we are going to wrap this up. What is the one thing that you would like to leave my listeners with?
I would like to leave them with, I'm trying to summarize it into like a, it's more like a feeling, so I'm trying to get it into a sentence.
Yeah.
To reach out. I feel like that, obviously you just heard how impactful people can create, how much of an impact people can create when you allow them into different parts of your life that you never wanted to include them in.
Yeah.
It's absolutely freeing when you discuss parts of your life that you haven't even fully accepted into the perspectives of others. So when you reach out to people that you know are going to make you think differently, that you know are going to provide the space, but you're kind of, there's a resistance because you're scared, because you don't know if they're going to do it, but deep down you do. I would say just reach out to a coach, reach out to Madhurima, reach out to me, reach out to a good friend, and just really allow yourself to love, allow love in, and allow yourself to love through reaching out to people.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me today and having this wonderful conversation with me. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my listeners. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for allowing me in.
Yes, always. Hey Conquerors, thank you for staying here till the end. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, today's story, and today's journey. If you did, please feel free to rate and review me on Apple Podcasts or reach out to me at Instagram at Madhurima, that is MADHURIMA _ Soul Coach. Feel free to take a screenshot of the newest episode release, tag me and put it up on your story with your review so that I can feature you on my Instagram. It would be my honor to do that. It would be my honor to share your perspective on what you thought of this beautiful podcast. Remember, we are here to inspire. We are here to create. We are here to conquer. See you. Bye.